George Ranch High School basketball is on the air. This is our consecutive season bringing you live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. GRHS Longhorns basketball is brought to you each night by the generosity and support of our continued support of the high school administration and the Lamar CISD athletic department. Follow the Lady Longhorns, coached by Michelle Trotter, and the boys team, Coach A District. GRHSI Radio is live with every home game in the 23-24 season and will follow each team with live broad championship round in 6A high school basketball. GRHSI Radio is D's first and only station operating through George Ranch High to the gym, and join Tom Tarando of the GRHSI Radio Ball.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Live for Trantis, it's Longhorns Varsity Ball on GRHSI Radio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and we welcome you in to the ranch. It's a big night for bass. Are in the building for more 26A action. But before we get to the varsity game, I'll tell you a little bit about the JV game. 1:35 left in that one. The Longhorns were down throughout the ball game by 8 to 10 points. It's now a one-point Clements lead with about a minute and a half left, and so we'll keep you up to date on that one as it progresses and we start talking about the varsity that'll tip off in about 10 minutes here from the ranch. 6A basketball, and the Clements Rangers, as we said, are in the building here on George Ranch, and all they've done is won 20 straight games. It took the court 20 times. They're in first place, of course, and 26A at 6-0. It's a big team, and by big, I mean literally and figuratively. Their average height on the team is 6'6", not just down low, not just the big post players. The average height on the team is 6'6", and the team boasts of the two sons of NBA Hall of Famer Hakeem Olajuwon, Azeez Olajuwon, Rahman Olajuwon, who will start tonight, the senior, are on this Clements club and kind of leading the way, as these guys have been a buzzsaw through 26-8 to this point. And again, the JV game winding down, the Longhorns trying to post their first lead of the game, and now we're within 50 seconds of the final buzzer. It's 39-38. The Clements Rangers with that one-point lead. A ball stolen away by George Ranch. Lay-in is missed. Went in on the left side with his left hand. It rolled around on the rim and fell off. And the Longhorns are still down by a point, but now only 37 seconds left. Now it looks like George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Check that. Yeah, Longhorns will inbound under their own basket near us in the southwest corner of the gymnasium here at the high school. 30 seconds left. Again, Longhorns down by one. They were never led in this game, down by as much as 10 points on and off during this contest. Again, ball delivered, running lay-in is good. 14 seconds left, Longhorns on top, 40-39. And a drive by the Rangers on the basket, that's no good. The follow's no good. Ball is kicked around and out of bounds, less than a second left. And George Ranch has the basketball at the far end. The Longhorns coming on strong in the latter part of this fourth quarter. Missed a lay-in with about 30 seconds left that could have put them ahead by one. Inbound by the Rangers. That was stolen away and put up by George Ranch. And there's the buzzer. Final score, George Ranch, JV 40, and the Clements Rangers 39. We'll take our break here. When we come back, we have an interview with Coach Brian Henry, the head man of the Longhorn program, and we'll get to that when we return. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorn JV, a winner coming up from behind by as many as 10 points, win at 40-39. Now we're set for the varsity contest. There's a little celebration going on. They're welcoming the 7th and 8th grade players from Reading Junior High School onto the court. Give them a little play here in the maroon track. We talked about 26A and talked about the Longhorns and Clements, but let's give you the entire rundown of the district. Fort Bend Clements on top at 6-0. Elkins in second place at 6-1. Hightower, third place, 4-2. And in fourth place, the Travis Tigers at 3-2. A tie for fifth place with Ridge Point and Bush High Schools, both at 3-3. A tie for seventh place with the George Ranch Longhorns and the Dulles Vikings at 1-5. And in ninth place, the Austin Bulldogs at 0-6. Other games going on tonight in 26A basketball. Austin at Dulles, Travis at Hightower, and Ridge Point is at Bush High School. Those are all 7 o'clock tip-offs, so right around now, depending on the speed and completion of the JV game. That's why we took the air a little bit late. Our JV contest got started a little bit later than normal, and so we pushed back our airtime to 6:55. We're glad to be with you right now. Looking back at the schedule, the Elkins Knights are off tonight with a 9-team district. One club is always drawing the bye each time games are scheduled. The Elkins Knights off, and they'll play again on a Saturday. All right, as promised, we have our nightly sit-down with Coach Brian Henry. Talks a little bit about the Clements Club, the fitness of his club, and how he might play some D and some keys to victory were given to us by Coach Henry. Here's that interview. All right, Brian Henry is here. We're courtside watching the JV game with the Clements Rangers and the Longhorns. And again, the hits keep coming, a big team coming in here tonight.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're number one in the district. I think 8 in state, 20-0. So it's going to be a real challenge for us tonight.
They have a huge lineup. And not just down low near the basket, but every guy on the team is a big one. They average about 6'6".
Yes, man, they create different difficult matchups for us with their length. And, I mean, even their bench guys that come off half length. So they're really strong in the rebounding game as well as controlling the flow of the game as well.
What's your game plan to combat that?
I told my guys, man, basically we want to try to limit them in transition and second opportunities on the rebound, and they're really good in second chance rebounds, so we really want to take that away from them. Try to slow the game down because they're also good transition, so play hard on rebounds and stop transition.
What's your assessment of your club going into this game tonight?
Oh, man, Elkin was a heartbreak. When we looked at film, it was just at the last minute execution, clock awareness, and, shot situations. But guys are up, had a great 2 days, one day of practice, and they really were focused to play tonight.
How about the health of your club?
Just by the first game, Elkin's where we have everybody full strength. So that's big, and we have our bench healthy as well. So those things are real key for tonight.
If you could list them, what are some keys to victory in your mind?
We definitely have to run our offense, be patient in our offense, as well as play defense. And also, we can win the rebounding battle and extend the play. We can be victorious tonight.
Coach, always appreciate the time, especially tonight. Thanks.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
That's Brian Henry, the head coach of the George Ranch High School varsity Longhorns. And all of this tough play by the Clements Rangers is on his mind tonight. It's his Longhorns coming in at 14-10, but 1-5 in district play. He's trying to put together a game plan to combat the 20-0, 6-0 first place Clements Rangers. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about these teams, give you the starting lineups, and get you ready for tip-off from George Ranch High School. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Longhorns boys basketball from the ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. About 4.5 minutes left in the shoot-around prior to the tip-off of the varsity club. Up top, we got on the air a little bit late because the JV game was running late. The Longhorns came from behind, as much as 10 points behind, to not only tie things up, but go ahead by one with about 20-some seconds left, and won the game 40-39. And, again, 8, 9, 10 points. Those leads were fluctuating. The Longhorns were down by those numbers all the way through the game until that lay-in with less than 30 seconds left. And then the Longhorns held on the last trip down by the Clements Rangers, pulled that one out 40-39, a big win for the JV club. Back to the varsity. First of all, the makeup of the home club, the George Ranch Longhorns. They have one freshman, one sophomore, five juniors, and eight seniors on the club. On the other side of the scorebook, one freshman, two sophomores, one junior, and six seniors. As we talked about with Brian Henry, and also a little bit in the early part of the pregame show. Not with me. Not tonight, anyway. Yeah. Coach Thompson, formerly of the George Ranch staff, now working on the basketball staff at the Clements Rangers. As we talked about in that early part of the pregame show, the height differential and the height average with this club coming in is 6'6". They have a 7-footer on the club. That's Joshua Clark, a senior, 6'8 player, Ramon Elijahwan. Couple 6'4, 6'5, 6'5, Aziz Elijahwan is 6'5. So a big club coming in here. The Longhorns, their biggest player is Chid Chiaquilu at 6'6, and he runs the floor for George Ranch, and lead rebounder, lead shot blocker, and we'll need all of what Chiaquilu can bring to the game tonight to stay with and hopefully come out victorious against the Clements Rangers. About a minute left in the shoot-around. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup. They'll be given to the crowd here by our PA announcer, and we'll give them to you here on the air. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch, as promised, the starting lineups are being delivered by our PA announcer here at George Ranch to the crowd, and it's a good one on both sides of the gym tonight. I'll do the same here on GRHS iRadio. Here are the starting five for the Clements Rangers, 6'3 senior Divine Ugochukwu, a 6-foot senior Bryce Matthews, a 6'3 freshman Keshav Vijaykumar, a 6'5 senior, Needham Chiadika, and a 6'8 senior, Ramon Olajuwon. Divine Ugochukwu, Bryce Matthews, Keshav Vijayakumar, Needham Chiadika, and Ramon Elijahwan, the starting five for Van Price's Clements Rangers. And now the starting five for Brian Henry's George Ranch High School Longhorns. Senior point guard Alvin Bro. Junior guard Corey Jackson. Junior Caden Munalal. Sophomore forward Adelu Ogunsanya. And senior forward, the aforementioned Chid Chiakwalu. Alvin Bro, Corey Jackson, Caden Munalal, Adelu Ogunsanya, and Chid Chiakwalu, the starting five for Brian Henry's Longhorns here at George Ranch. We mentioned earlier, crowd is very good on both sides. You know, Clements just down the road from George Ranch High School, so an easy travel for them and their fans. On the other side, the Longhorn side of the gymnasium, almost full there. And I think this crowd got their money's worth even earlier by watching the Longhorns come back and win that JV contest 40-39. They enjoyed that, and that got them ready for this varsity contest. Rangers out on the court, dark blue uniforms, light blue piping on it, if you could call it that, and then white letters and numerals. They'll be moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. The Longhorns in their home white with maroon trim and maroon letters and numbers. In the circle, Chid Chiakwalu and Ramon Elijahwan to tip things off. Ball in the air, tip to George Ranch. Alvin Bro has the basketball, and we are underway at 7:18 here at George Ranch. Chid Chiakwalu took a feed and almost jammed it home, but that ball hit the back iron and went straight up. Bryce Matthews over to Vijayakumar. Vijayakumar to Chiadika. Chiadika works the right side against Ogunsanya. Now, a foul as Olajuwon went into the paint. He was fouled by Chid Chiakwalu. First personal foul of the basketball game. Clements will inbound under their own basket. Our broadcast spot is in the southwest corner of the gym here, and Longhorns will be moving towards us in the second half. In to the paint, and one is banked in by Divine Ogochukwu. It's 2-0. Clements on the board first. Alvin Bro works the left side. Bro now drifts towards the top of the key, has the ball swatted away by Elijahwan. He gets it back and out top to Caden Munalal. Munalal to Corey Jackson. Ogunsanya down low to Chiakwalu. He's going to try and use the left baseline, and he's whistled for traveling. First turnover of the night for either club. Longhorns apply some pressure. Bryce Matthews will take it himself. He's across midcourt. Now delivers to Ugochukwu. Top of the key. Chiadika. Chiadika into the corner here to Vijay Kumar. Vijay Kumar delivers a pass out top. Now down the lane goes Ugochukwu, and that ball is swatted away and out of bounds, but Clemens will retain possession and inbound. The ball finally delivered way out top to Vijay Kumar. Vijay Kumar to Bryce Matthews. Matthews way out top beyond the key. Three-pointer on the way. That one no good. Vijay Kumar with the rebound to Matthews and back out top to Vijay. And a drive on the basket by Divine Ugochukwu. He lays it in. It's 4-0. Ugochukwu with all 4 points. Alvin Bro found himself under the basket trying to work the baseline and put it out to Caden Munalal. He hits from outside, and it's 4-2. And the Longhorns deliver the first turnover as they intercept the pass and are taking the ball out of bounds at the far end. It's 4-2, Clemens. Bro with the inbound to Munalal. His three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Rebound high by Ugochukwu. The 6'3 senior hauls that one down, and he'll take it himself across midcourt to Vijay Kumar. He tries to work the left side, has that one swatted out of bounds by Ogun Sanya. A really tough block by Adelou. And again, Clements will inbound. But the Longhorns have a chance now to set up their D. Ball out top to Elijah Wan. To Ugochukwu. His three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound tracked down by Munalal. He'll take it himself to the left side. Delivers a pass underneath the basket. Bro on the right baseline, and he hits his first couple points of the game. We're tied at 4. Bro took the pass under the basket, went from the left baseline to the right, turned around, little short jump shot is good. We're tied at 4. And on a drive to the basket by Ugochukwu, he is fouled by Corey Jackson, his first. Divine Ugochukwu, a 79% free throw shooter through 20 games for Clemens at the free throw line. He's got 4 points, and that first one rims around and spins out. Ugochukwu averages more than 17 points a game. Joshua Clark, the sense, the Longhorns will in now. Gabriel Mahanwu. Second free throw is on the way by Ugochukwu. Hits that one. It's 5-4. All 5 points by Divine Ugochukwu in the early going. It's 5-4 Clements. Out top, Alvin Bro works the left side. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound, putback is good by Chid Chiakwalu, and he is fouled. The foul whistled against 23, Joshua Clark, who just came in the game. Chid, a 44% free throw shooter, will try to deliver on this three-point play. Shot on the way. Hits the left iron. No good. Tracked down by Ugochukwu. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Longhorns lead 6-5. This one kicked into the corner, but there's a whistle down close to the basket. Foul whistled against Alvin Bro, his first. 3 team fouls for George Ranch, 1 for the Rangers. Inbound, Ugochukwu from 3-point range, no good. Again, Chid with the rebound. That ball ahead to Mahanwu. And it's tipped out of bounds by the Rangers. The Longhorns will inbound near the Ranger bench. Mahanwu will do that. And trying to interrupt the pass is the 7-foot senior Joshua Clark. Mahanwu gets the ball in. Now out top again to Munalal. Munalal tries the right side, has the ball stolen away. And the jam at the other end by Devon Ugochukwu. And again, he has all the points for the Rangers. It's 7-6. Chid working the right baseline into the middle of the court and puts one in, kind of a running lay-in for Chid, 8-7 George Ranch. Ugochukwu on his way. A block by Chid, a second block by Chid. The putbacks were no good, and ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Clements. Very a defensive trip down for George. A partial block by Chiaquilu, and then some good D near the basket. The putbacks were short, and then the ball was knocked out of bounds by Clements. 8-7, Longhorns inside 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Around to the right side is Munalal. Gives the ball to Tyler Collins in the ball game for George Ranch. Ball intended receiver, to use a football term, was Chid Chiaquilu, but it was knocked out by Clements. And now the inbound will be taken by Alvin Breaux. Bro, the universal slap of the basketball gets everybody moving. And a foul whistled against Joshua Clark, his second of the night. A little too anxious and slapped at the hands and wrists of the recipient of that inbounds pass. Again, Bro directing traffic, and the ball stolen away. His pass was intended for Tyler Collins, and now at the other end, a lay-in by, you guessed it, Devine Ugochukwu, 9-8 Clements. Ball kicked around in the lane and taken away by Clements. Four turnovers for George Ranch, two for the Rangers. Here comes Ugochukwu. Nate Tsai in the ball game, the 5'9 junior. A drive on the basket by the Rangers. Elijah Wan can't get that one to drop. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. The inbound underneath the basket. Out top to Ugochukwu. Three-pointer on the way. Top of the key. Good. 12-8. Clements by four. Tyler Collins down the lane and lays it in. Nice running layup by Collins. 12-10. Had a little floater action on it as well. And that one dropped straight through to keep the Longhorns within two. Minute and a half left in the first quarter. Brian Henry right in front of us here, directing his guys. Around to Elijah Wan. He puts up the three, and that's good. Ramon Elijah Wan with the three-pointer, second of the night for the Rangers. They lead by five, 15-10. Chid Chiaquilu on the left side. Chid puts one up, but you heard the whistle, and Chid guilty of taking too many steps. Five turnovers for George Ranch. Longhorns applying pressure down at the far end to the inbound. It comes in to Ugochukwu. To Bryce Matthews. Matthews across midcourt. And a lot of moving and weaving going on. Vijay Kumar gives off to Rahman Olajuwon. Back to Ugochukwu. He drives the right side. Scoop layup, no good. Stood on the rim for a little bit. Now the rebound to Chidchiakwulu. Collins at the far end. Delivers into the left corner. Now back out top. And again, a running lay-in by Javon Walker in for George Ranch. The rebound pulled down by Chid, and he's fouled. Needham Chiadika with his first personal foul at the free throw line. Chidchiakwulu, first one on the way. That one hits the left iron and falls out. Chid 0 for 2 in the early going from the free throw line. 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Longhorns down by 5. Second free throw on the way. Good. 15-11. Longhorns again maintaining that pressure. But the Rangers get the ball into Matthews. And Matthews will work again. Number 5, Munalal. Matthews on a drive on the right side. And he's fouled by Munalal, his first. 14 fouls for George Ranch. 3 for the Clements Rangers. And again, they'll trigger the inbound. Will the Rangers under their own basket? Out top to Ugochukwu. Into the corner. Shot on the way. Good. Chiadika from the corner with the three-pointer. Third three-pointer. And a ball put up at the opposite end. No good. The follow is knocked home by Chidchiakwulu. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back with some stats and kick off quarter number 2 at George Ranch. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Welcome back, everybody. 18-13 as we start the second quarter. Longhorns down by 5. Divine Ugochukwu took over the first quarter early and often, scored 12 of the 18 points. Three-pointers by Chiadika and Olajuwon make up the difference. Longhorns leading scorer Chidchiakwulu with 7, including that one he dropped in at the buzzer in the first quarter. And Ugochukwu at this end after a steal at the far end. It's 20-13. Rangers expand that lead to 7. Alvin Bro works the left side. Down low to Chid. That ball goes through his fingers into the hands of the Rangers. And again, a drive by Bryce Matthews. And again, a foul whistled against George Ranch. Adelu Ogunsanya picks up his first personal foul at the free throw line. Bryce Matthews, 73% free throw shooter through 20 games. For the Rangers, that first one drops right through. Mahanwu checks in and will run down the 5 that are on the floor after this free throw. Second one spins out. A fight for the ball and taken away by Ogunsanya. Again, a pass destined for a Chichiaquilu near the basket, but he can't haul it down. But he was fouled down there by Divine Ugochukwu, his first. ...21-13, Rangers by 8. Into Chid on the right side. Working, turnaround, good. As we talked about, Chid Chiaquilu is going to be called on to do his magic down low, and he does it at the defensive end with rebounds and blocks, but he's certainly going to be the biggest threat for George Ranch on the other end of the court, and he showed it there, picked up points number 8 and 9 with that lay-in on the right side. Teams break huddle near their respective benches, and coming out is 21-15. Clements by 6. Longhorns have Bro, Mahanwu, Munalal, Chichiaquilu, and Ogunsanya in the lineup. It's Ogachukwu, Matthews, Vijaykumar, Chiadika, and Olajuwon, the starting five in for the Rangers. Ball put up on the left side, no good. Rebound, Ogunsanya. Outlet pass to Munalal. He tries the right side, and he's kind of rebuffed there, so back to the top of the key to set things up. Over to Alvin Bro. Bro drifts to the right side. Now to Chiaquilu, out by the free throw line. Chid takes a pass down low, puts up the shot, no good. Follow is good by Gabriel Mahanwu, his first couple points of the night, 21-17. 8-point lead cut in half, Longhorns down by 4. Olajuwon way out top beyond the key. This is Ramon Olajuwon, 6'8 senior. Ball stolen away by George Ranch. And Munalal, check that. Mahanwu is knocked to the floor. And he gets whistled for traveling. So the teams in the same play trade turnovers. And end result, Ugochukwu will take the ball out for Clements near the Longhorn bench. Ball into Bryce Matthews to Chiadika. Chiadika to Olajuwon, back out top to Matthews. Matthews has Alvin Bro. Now delivers to Sai from the left side. No good. That three-pointer was a long one. Couldn't get it to drop. Ball comes in, and Olajuwon can't handle the pass, then tries to check that. Joshua Clark tries to save it from going out of bounds, and he steps on the line. 4 turnovers on the night for Clements, 8 for George Ranch. 5.5 minutes left before halftime. Longhorns down by 4, 21-17. Good crowd tonight for 26A. Basketball stolen away by Ogochukwu. Goes in on the right side and scores. 16 points for Divine Ogochukwu. And the lead is back up to 6. Longhorns average 17 turnovers a game, and they're halfway there with that last one. Ball knocked out of bounds at the far end of the court. Longhorns retain possession. Mahanwu will inbound right in front of the Ranger bench. Cross court, gets it in to Alvin Bro. Bro picked up there by Bryce Matthews. Into Chid on the right side, drives a baseline, jams it home. Chichiakwulu with 11 points. 23-19 again. Longhorns chip away at that 8-point lead and drive it back down to 4. Left side to Olajuwon. Back out top to Bryce Matthews, a 6-foot senior. He's definitely the floor general for the Clements Rangers. Way out beyond the top of the key. Now in the corner here to Nate Tsai. Tsai out top to Ugochukwu. He's double teamed to Tsai and back out top to Matthews. Inside 4 minutes to play before halftime. Clements 23, George Ranch 19. Matthews picked up out top by Alvin Breaux. Ogachukwu up and down with the basketball. You don't see that very often. He's claiming that one of the Longhorns put their hand on the basketball. Nobody's buying that. And Clements picks up their fifth turnover. Longhorns with an opportunity to draw within 2 points here. Little bit of a weave up top. Alvin Breaux with the basketball. Left side. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Taken down by Mahanwu. And swatted out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Alvin Breaux will trigger the inbound for George Ranch. Into Chiakwulu on the right side, being guarded by Ogachukwu, and he's fouled. And the foul whistled there against Samuel Wagarza, his first. And Chiakwulu back at the free throw line. Free throw up and good by Chit. 12 points for the big man. Now the Longhorns within 3, 23-20. Second shot on the way. That's good as well. Chit 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Longhorns move within 2 points of the Clements Rangers. 3:10 left to go before halftime. To Nate Tsai out top, the 5'9 junior, dishes things off to Ugochukwu. Ugochukwu double teamed up there. Ball to Matthews. Matthews from the free throw line. Jumper good. Bryce Matthews drove that one around by the free throw line on the left side and put in the J, 25-21. Rangers by 4. Three-pointer from Chichiakwulu beyond the top of the key. No good. And Ogachukwu dishes down low to Chiadika, and he can't get that one to drop. Rebound to Alvin Breaux. Breaux into the corner. And the three-pointer is good. Javon Walker puts the Longhorns ahead for the first time in this ball game, or check that, puts the Longhorns within 1. It's 25-24. A long three-pointer from the left corner. Javon Walker, the freshman guard, drilled that one. And as you could hear, the crowd was eating that one up. Inbound to Ugochukwu. Into the left corner to Nate Tsai. And no Longhorn touched that. It's another turnover by the Rangers. They have 6 on the night. The Longhorns have 8. Alvin Breaux across midcourt. Drifts left. Now works the left side. Puts up the running J, and that's good. Alvin Breaux with 4 points tonight. Now the Longhorns have taken their first lead of the game, 26-25. Bryce Matthews way out, almost near the center stripe. Now to Sy in the left corner. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. The rebound taken away by Chiadika. Chiadika saves that one, and he's fouled from behind by Caden Munilau. Munilau picks up his second personal foul. Matthews will inbound right in front of us here at George Ranch. Looking, and gets it in to Olajuwon. Olajuwon dribbles out top on the left side. A football-type handoff to Ugochukwu. He's picked up there by Gabriel Mahanwu. Three-pointer from the corner by Olajuwon. That's no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Couldn't be corralled by Chiadika. They pick up their fifth turnover here in the second quarter. Longhorns get the basketball. No pressure applied by Clements. Up court goes Alvin Breaux. Breaux shakes everybody and then puts it up, and that one finally worked. Chiadika got the jam shot, and a great pass by Alvin Breaux. Just put it above the cylinder, and Chiadika knocked it home. It's 28-25. Matthews on the left side, short jumper is good. Bryce Matthews with the six-foot jump shot, 28-27. Longhorns by one, about 45 seconds left before halftime. Into Alvin Breaux on the left side. Breaux loses control of the basketball. Ahead to Ugochukwu, to Olajuwon, who works the right side. Blocked by Chiadika. Outlet pass to Javon Walker. Chiakwalu blocks Olajuwon's shot. The Longhorns take it over. They're going to hold for the last shot. 15 seconds left on the right side. And now down low to Corey Jackson. Jackson to Mahanwu on the right side. Alvin Breaux. Jump shot from the free throw line. Good. Alvin Breaux at the buzzer, and the Longhorns head to the locker room with yet another basket that beats the buzzer and puts them ahead by three at halftime, 30-27. Alvin Breaux found a spot just to the left side of the free throw line, put up the jumper. You heard the horn, and the ball dropped straight through. And that's where we stand at halftime. George Ranch Longhorns 30 and the Clements Rangers 27. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll update you on scoring and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Let's head back out to the gym and join Tom Tirando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's live Longhorns basketball game.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns lead the Clements Rangers 30-27 at halftime. Outscored the Rangers 17-9 in that second quarter after being down by five in the first quarter. And the Longhorns take that three-point lead. Top scorer for George Ranch, Chid Chiaquilu with 15. 8 in the second quarter, 7 in the first quarter. Next to Chid, Alvin Bro with 6, including that jumper as the buzzer sounded in the second quarter. Tyler Collins and Caden Munalal with 2 apiece. Also Gabriel Mahanwu with a basket. Javon Walker with a 3-pointer in the second quarter. Longhorns have turned the ball over 9 times. On the other side, 16 points by Divine Ugochukwu, although he had 12 at the end of the first quarter, so he picked up 4 in the second quarter. Longhorns played some better D on Mr. Ugochukwu in that second quarter. 5 points by Bryce Matthews all in the second quarter, and a 3-pointer apiece by Chiadika and Rahman Olajuwon. That's the 27 points posted by Van Price's Clements Rangers. They've turned the ball over 8 times, but notably 6 of those came in the second quarter, and the Longhorns capitalized on many of those turnovers, especially by momentum's sake, number one, and also capitalized on some direct baskets off those turnovers. In any event, Longhorns posted their first lead towards the latter part of the second quarter and held on to that lead with that jumper by Alvin Bro right before the buzzer sounded in the second quarter. That's where it is. Longhorns lead 30-27. A couple messages now. When we come back, we'll let you listen in to some sounds of the game, and we'll be back on the other side of that, get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald. All right, welcome back to George Ranch High School. I'm about 3 minutes left in halftime. Longhorns back out on the court. Here come the Rangers. We'll take a little bit of a break here, and see you with about 30 seconds left in the shoot around and get you ready for quarter number three. No buzzer this time, but halftime is over. There's the whistle. Longhorns are moving now left to right across your desktop, your laptop, your tablet, whatever device you're listening to us on. Longhorns moving left to right, coming right at us at George Ranch. They lead 30-27 to the Longhorns after being down by five at the end of the first quarter. Strong second quarter and the three-point lead. Longhorns turned that one over. Gabriel Mahanwu got his shot blocked by Elijah Wan. Now to Bryce Matthews. Matthews picked up out there by his opposite number five, Caden Munalal. Again, Munalal on Matthews to Chiadika, and he throws it away. Looking way outside for Ugochukwu and couldn't find him, and the ball just sailed out of bounds into the Longhorn stands on the far side. George Ranch down by as much as eight in the first two quarters, and now lead by three. Chiakwalu loses control of the basketball. Curious look on Chid's face. Thought he was bumped out of bounds. Referee right there, though, and said no, that was not going to be the call. Shot put up at the far end and over the back by Joshua Clark. The 7-foot senior picks up personal foul number three. Longhorns make their way up court. No pressure applied by Clements until Munalal goes across midcourt. Three-pointer on the way by Munilal from the left wing. That's no good. Ball finally retrieved by Clark. Clark to Ugochukwu. He works the right side. And a foul called. Caden Munilal picks up personal foul number 3. Ugochukwu from the right wing. That shot off the iron, no good. Joshua Clark with the rebound. And the shot this time is good by Bryce Matthews from the right wing. 30-29, Longhorns by a point, and called that a three-pointer. So we're tied at 30. Did not see the raised hand signaling the three-pointer. Matthews was outside that line. In the paint is Chiakolu. Puts up a follow-away jumper. No good. And again, Chid puts the palms up. He wanted a foul called. Did not get that. Out top to Bryce Matthews. Matthews drifts left. Now a three-pointer well beyond the top of the key by Ugochukwu. That's no good. The rebound by Clark. And then it's tapped out of bounds by the Longhorns. Ugochukwu will inbound for the Rangers. 5:25 left in the third quarter. We're tied at 30. Matthews, right side, picked up by Munilal. Into Joshua Clark. He works the right baseline and had it slapped away by Munilal, but couldn't control the basketball, and it went out of bounds. So Clements will inbound. Good play there. He snuck up behind Joshua Clark and actually had control for a second. Then it went off his hands and out of bounds. Ugochukwu from the right wing hits the three-pointer. He's got 19 points, and the Rangers go up 33-30. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
In the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball live on GRHS iRadio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 33-30. Clements leads by 3. Exactly 5 minutes left in the third quarter. No pressure on Alvin Bros. He walks that one across midcourt, picked up now by Ugochukwu. Into Chid's right side, off Chid's leg, and tracked down. That is turnovers into Clark. Clark works the right baseline. A block by Chiakwalu, but a foul called on Chid. Chid at 6'6", went against a senior seven-footer Joshua Clark and seemed to get a clean block. The officials saw it otherwise. Chid picks up foul number 2. First free throw by Joshua Clark is good. Joshua averaging almost 10 points a game, 58% free throw shooter through 20 games for the Rangers. Second one on the way, that's good as well. First 2 points of the night for Clark, 35-30. The lead was as high as 8 by the Rangers. They now lead by 5. Kick it back out, and the basket is no good. A foul whistled against Chiadika, his second. Alvin Bro to the free throw line. Alvin with 6 points tonight, 76% free throw shooter, and that first one is off the back iron and kicks right. Second one on the way, perfect by Alvin Bro. He's got the lead, is 4-31. Bryce Matthews picked up by Munalal. Matthews drifts left, now around the horn. Matthews back to Vijay Kumar. He's a starter in this ball game now, down low to... He puts one up from the free throw line, no good. Alvin Bro with the rebound. Bro picked up by Matthews. Three-pointer on the way. Alvin Bro, and he buried that one. 35-34. Longhorns back within one. They led coming out of the break, 30-27. And six quick points put them behind in the early part of the third quarter. Now coming back. Followed by Alvin Bro at the far end, his second. Kind of went behind Chiadika and chopped at his arm. The inbound will be handled by Matthews. Gets it in to Vijay Kumar. Out top to Matthews. Ogechukwu drives on the right side, leaves it for Joshua Clark, but it's swatted out of bounds by Ogunsanya for George Ranch. That allows the D to reset at the far end. Inside, 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Inbound to Vijay Kumar. Stolen away briefly. Recovered by Matthews. Matthews on the right side. That one is blocked. We'll give that to Chid. And in driving is Munalal, and he is hammered on his attempt. Foul whistled against Chiadika, his third. And at the free throw line, Caden Munalal. Couple points for Caden. He got a basket early in the first quarter. First free throw on the way. That one hits the front iron and kicks away. 50% free throw shooter in 24 games for George Ranch. Second free throw. That one hit the front iron as well. This time rebounded by Joshua Clark. Ahead to Ogechukwu. Bryce Matthews from the left wing. Three-pointer, no good. The ball is tipped around, and kind of an own goal in basketball as Chid tried to tip it away, and the ball went in. Credit Matthews with that. ...37-34... Chid went up to pull that rebound down and ended up just tapping the basketball in. So we'll have to credit Bryce Matthews with that score. Bryce now with 10 points. The lead is 3, 37-34, inside 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. This is 26A Varsity Basketball live on GRHSI Radio. And while I'm saying that, Ogechukwu drives one home. The jam at the far end, 39-34, lead up to 5. Top of the key, Chid down the lane, a little off-balance shot, and he's able to draw the foul on Needham Chiadika. That's his fourth personal foul. Free throw line goes Chid Chiaquilu. Chid, a 44% free throw shooter for George Ranch, averaging almost 16 points a game. Tonight, he's 3-for-5 from the free throw line. We'll see if Chid can convert on one or both of these here in the third quarter. First one up. Nice soft touch by Chiaquilu. Rahman Olajuwon checks back in for Clement. Chiakwalu, second free throw, pulls up short off the iron, but tracked down by George Ranch. He'll reset on this trip down. Ball knocked around. Chid has it down the lane, puts it up, no good. Fight for the basketball. And out of bounds. Ball right out of bounds in front of us. Alvin Bro will trigger the inbound. Slap of the basketball. Everybody moving inbound to Corey Jackson. Jackson picked up out top by Matthews. Jackson drifts left. Tries now the right side. Stops and pops from there and puts it in. First couple points of the night. Scored by Bryce Matthews. 41. Evan Longhorn still down by 4 points. Trading Bass inside. Seconds to play. Little fame by Corey Jackson. No good. Rebound by Chid. He knocked around. Mahan jump shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Olajuwon. He has that ball stolen away. 10 turnovers for Clement. Jackson to Mahanwu in the left corner. Gabriel out top to Alvin Bro. 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Longhorns down by 4. Bro working. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Chid with the rebound. Put back. No good. That one rattled around inside the cylinder and popped out. Otherwise, it would have been the third basket tonight at the buzzer for George Ranch. That one did not drop. At the end of three quarters of play, Clements Rangers 41, Longhorns 37.
Attention high school sports fans. A parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Fans, you're in the right place. Live Longhorns boys basketball from the Ranch on GRA.
Back everybody, quarter number 4 with us here at George Ranch. Longhorns down by 4 points, 41-7. Top scorer for George Ranch, Chid Chiakwalu, was 10 by 0. A pair by 4 players, Colin Jackson, Muno, and Mahanwu in quarter. That's the scoring through three quarter play. 12 turnovers for the Longhorns. On the other side, 21 points by Divine Ugachukwu leads the way for the Clements Rangers. 12 points by Bryce Matthews. A three-pointer by Dika. A three-pointer by Ramon. And that's where we are. And the Rangers with 10 turnovers inbound at our end to Bryce Matthews. Turnaround jump shot is good. Vijay Kumar with his first 2 points of the night, 43-37. Longhorns have been down by as much as 8 in the ball game and have led by as many as 4. Alvin Bro on the left side, looking, gets it down on the left baseline. Chid with the drive to the basket. He jams it home, and he's fouled by Joshua Clark. That's foul number 4 for Clark. Chiakwalu with 18 points, and back to the free throw line. He's been there 6 times, has made 4. Let's see what he can do here on the three-point play. Shot on the way, rattles around, no good. Rebound by Olajuwon. ...43-39, Longhorns down by 4. Bryce Matthews drifts to the right side, kicks it out to Vijay Kumar. He tries the right wing, puts up the short jumper and hits. 4 points for Vijay Kumar, all here in the fourth quarter. 45-39. Alvin on the rim. Kicks back. Tracks it down. Corner to Chiaquilu. Chid is double T. Timeout used and called by Brian Henry to save his player from getting tied up there. Longhorns called a quick timeout. We'll keep it here. Kind of catch our breath and update you on some statistics. Longhorns outscored in the third quarter 14-7 and went from leading by three to being down by four as we ended the third quarter. Now down by six, 45-39. This is live 26A varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The top team, the Clements Rangers at 6-0 here at George Ranch. The Longhorns tied for seventh coming into this contest. They're tied with Dulles at 1-5. 14-10 overall is George Ranch, but have had a tough go of it once we get into district play. One victory and five down. Trying to Rangers. As we told you at the outset, good crowd on both sides, and nobody has gone anywhere. A lot of excitement in the JV game. Longhorns went ahead for the first time in that JV game with about 30 seconds left and held on to win 40-39, and then this big contest came up. Alvin Bro. Let's see if he's fouled or just lost the basketball. Yeah, he was fouled by Divine Ogachukwu, his second. And Alvin will trigger the inbound. Check that. Mahanwu will do that in front of the Longhorn bench into Alvin Bro. Looks at Corey Jackson on the right side here. And then Jackson gives way to Chid out beyond the top of the key. Now to Alvin Bro. Corey Jackson from the left wing. Three-pointer, no good. It was an air ball picked out of the air by Ogachukwu. 13th turnover by George Ranch. Little turnaround jumper is good. Joshua Clark with 4 points. 47-39 equals the biggest lead of the night for the Clements Rangers. Longhorns down by eight, 5:40 left in the ballgame. Bro to Mahanwu, back to Bro, beyond the top of the key. Now he drives down the left side, tries to put in the layup, no good. Partially blocked by Elijahwan. Kicked out to who's the recipient, Joshua Clark at the far end. And Clark jams it home. All 7 foot of Joshua Clark went up and jammed that one down. It's 49-39, biggest lead of the night now by the Clements Rangers. Longhorns down by 10. Quick break coming up. Listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball, GRHS iRadio.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Win, lose, or draw, but there won't be a draw here. Win or lose, one of the most entertaining games the Longhorns have been involved in this season. I think last time we broadcast against the Elkins Knights, that was a good ball game as well. But in this one, the Longhorns have really taken it to the Rangers and really we talked about the height differential coming into this game. George Ranch has managed to combat that with some strong play underneath. Chid Chiaquilu, the 6'6 senior, with 18 points, and then 10 by Alvin Bro. Some three-pointers by Javon Walker. and Mahanwu. And the Longhorns now have slipped down to 10 down. They led by as many as four. Shot on the way. Three-pointer no good by Munalal. Rebound to Clark. Kicks it out to Ogechukwu on the right side. And he had that one kind of knocked away, but it went into the hands of Mahanwu, who had 1 foot inbounds and one out. So it'll go back to the Clements Rangers. Slap of the basketball by Ogechukwu. Into Joshua Clark. And he just one-hands that jam through the cylinder, 51-39. The top team in the league flexing its muscles late here in the fourth quarter, going ahead now by 12. And a foul away from the basket by Ramon Olajuwon, his first. Alvin Bro will inbound. Looking, gets it into Chichiakwulu. Out top. Munalal brings his man into the left corner. Now looking, out top to Alvin Bro. Set things up again. Munalal, three-pointer on the way. No good. Back iron. But tracked down by Chid. And Chid tries to get the pass out to Munalal. It's knocked out of bounds by the Rangers. George Ranch retains possession. 4:15 left in the ballgame. 51-39. Longhorns down by 12. Inbound to Munalal. Stolen away by Ogechukwu. He goes in and jams it home. 23 points for Ogechukwu. Last three baskets have been jam shots by the Rangers. And a foul by Ogechukwu. He tried to the basketball away from Alvaro. Commits a personal foul, his third. Chiadika back in the ballgame, the 6'5 senior. Bro will inbound. Looking, gets it into Chid on the left wing. Chid out top. Around to Javon Walker in the ballgame for George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Chid. Foul. Whistled against the Rangers, Needham Chiadaka. And if my book's correct, that's his fifth personal foul. And, yeah, you heard the buzzer. He's being buzzed out of the ball game. Leaves the game with 3 points, five personal fouls. The 6'5 senior, Needham Chiadaka, at the free throw line. Chiadaka, first shot on the way. That one hit the back iron twice, fell off. Next free throw coming up in the air and off the back iron as well. Kicks left. Tracked down by the Rangers. Vijaykumar tracked that one down to Ogechukwu. He goes in on the left side, tries to scoop it to Joshua Clark. Clark wasn't ready for that one. The Longhorns stole it. And on the drive, a foul whistled against Vijaykumar, his first. And to the free throw line goes Javon Walker. Walker, freshman, playing on this varsity club for Brian Henry. First shot is good. Javon Walker is a 100% free throw shooter and limited attempts for George Ranch, but he stays perfect with that one. Second one on the way, and that one kicks off to the left. 53-40, 13-point lead by the Rangers. 3:19 left in the ballgame. Bryce Matthews works against Alvin Bro. Takes Bro way out to the left quadrant. Now a drive on the basket and a foul whistled against Javon Walker, his first. Inbound will come in front of the Clements bench. Bryce Matthews gets that one into Ugochukwu. Ugochukwu picked up by Javon Walker to Chiadika. Jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Put back as a tap is no good by Joshua Clark. And then a foul on the left wing by Chiakwalu, his third. Again, the inbound in front of the Rangers bench. Way down court to Ugochukwu, and he'll reset. Comes across mid-court to Bryce Matthews. Matthews picked up by Alvin Bro. Shakes Bro, goes on the left side, and lay-in is good. 14 points for Bryce Matthews, 55-40. That one's stolen away by the Rangers. Ahead to Ugochukwu with the lay-in. 25 points for Ugochukwu. And the Longhorns call a timeout. Clements 57, Longhorns 40, 2:20 left in the contest. We'll be right back. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns down by 17 as the top team of the league came on strong in the third quarter and here in the fourth. And now lead by 17. Chiadika against Olajuwon. And he walked with the basketball, did Chid. Longhorns now have turned the ball over 16 times. 11 for the Clements Rangers. And every trip down, the Longhorns need a basket. That doesn't help. Ugochukwu. Down court, and one is put up, and Joshua Clark cannot finish the jam shot on that one. Clark with 8 points. That ball was put above the cylinder waiting for Clark to drop it down, but he couldn't get up there for it, get a clean hand on it. Bryce Matthews will inbound into Ugochukwu. Picked up by Walker. Now double-teamed on the left side. Gavin Conley is in for George Ranch. Senior forward, Gavin Conley. Getting some playing time here for the Ranch. Tyler Collins is in now as the Longhorns try to do something here. That one is lofted up by Vijaykumar, and that drops through. 59-40. Alvin Bro on the right side. Bro has that one blocked out of bounds by Clark. Longhorns will inbound. Collins, Conley, Chiakwalu, Corey Jackson and Javon Walker, the five in for George Ranch. Inbound to Chid. Chid goes in strong, has that one blocked. And again, blocked out of bounds by Joshua Clark. Second opportunity where Clark has batted one out of bounds. Corey Jackson gets that one into Chid. Chid in the lane. That one, not a block, but a foul by Clark. And again, that may be five on Joshua Clark. Yeah, and there's the buzzer. Clark fouls out, the second Clements player to do that. He leaves the game with 8 points. 7 foot senior Joshua Clark with eight. Chid Chiaquilu at the free throw line. Brian Henry Jr. in the game. Michael Asakwe also getting some playing time. Carson Harris, the senior, in for George Ranch. Chiaquilu shot that rolls around and kicks out. The 10th free throw by Chiaquilu. He's hit four. He's got a bad string running here in the fourth quarter. Has missed four. And that one is off as well. To Matthews inside. A minute to play. 59-40. Clements will pick up their 21st win of the season. Their 7th, and they'll stay on top of 26A. Longhorns will drop to 14-11 and 1-6 in league play. Matthews in the corner to Vijay Kumar. Back out to Matthews. 30 seconds left. Into that far corner to Nate Tsai, and Tsai kicks it out top. Playing catch now with Ugochukwu to Bryce Matthews, and Gavin Conley intentionally fouls Bryce Matthews. First personal foul on Conley. Now checking in, Connor Doughty, junior guard, brother of Liam Doughty. I was just talking to Connor before the game, said Liam is doing great in college, playing some basketball, not in the starting rotation, but getting a lot of playing time as a freshman in college. Ball way out top in that upper left quadrant. And the final score, that's the buzzer. Final score, Clements 59 and George Ranch 40. We'll be back to wrap this one up from the ranch. Final score again, Clements Rangers 59 and the Longhorns 40.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place. This is live Longhorns boys basketball from the ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thanks, Bob. Back at the ranch, Longhorns drop a 59-40 decision to the Clements Rangers. Rangers came in at 20-0, 6-0, and on top of 26A play. The Longhorns tied for 7th place at 14-10, 1-5 coming into this one. Longhorns led at halftime 30-27. They were outscored 14-7 in the third quarter, were down 41-37, and then outscored in that fourth quarter 18-3, and that tells the story and kind of punctuates that 59-40 final score, as the Longhorns could not keep up with the best team in the league in that fourth quarter, scoring only a basket by Chid Chiakwulu and a free throw by Javon Walker. For the winners, Divine Ugochukwu with 25. He had 12 of those in the first quarter. 14 points, Bryce Matthews. 8 points, Joshua Clark. 4 points for Kija Vijaykumar. And 3 points apiece by Chiadika and Olajuwon. That's the 59 scored by the Rangers. The Longhorns led in scoring by Chid Chiakwulu with 18. 10 points, Alvin Bro. And then a drop-off there to 4 points by Javon Walker. And 2 points apiece by Collins, Jackson, Munalal, and Mahanwu. That's the 40 points scored by George Ranch. We'll wrap this one up. We appreciate your you tuning in to us tonight. And if you're a Clements Rangers fan, we're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for live 26A basketball. Final score again, Clements Rangers 59, George Ranch 40. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for live play-by-play of girls and boys basketball at the ranch this season. And stay with us as we hit the road and follow both of our George Ranch High School teams through the UIL playoffs and the championship rounds of 6A play. We take the air 15 minutes before tip-off and carry all the action through the final buzzer. GRHSI Radio is Lamar CISD's first and only campus radio station, operating out of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. So long, everybody.